some time back, not so long ago, I think last year at the Shangri-La Dialogue, we started this conversation very seriously about how critical our waterways are and how critical the underwater infrastructure has become. Because today, the waterways are not just avenues for us to conduct our trade, but underneath those waters are also critical underwater infrastructure that connects our energy grid, our telecommunications grid. And today, if we are honest with ourselves, we will know that we have quite a lot of work to do to establish the international norms on how we can lay those critical infrastructure, plan those critical infrastructure, build them, but more importantly, how to maintain them and how to prevent people from disrupting them. We don't want a situation whereby such critical infrastructures are disrupted and all of us get the negative knock-on effect, because as I mentioned last year in the Shangri-La Dialogue, any attack on one part of the network is an attack on the entire network. Any disruption on one part of the network is a disruption on the entire network. And that is why it gives us great joy to see so many countries from Europe to Middle East to Southeast Asia, Asia Pacific coming together. We may not have all the answers, but we certainly want to work on these issues together to see how we can establish those international norms to build those infrastructures, maintain those infrastructures, and even to protect those infrastructure, taking to task those may mean harm to our infrastructure and our way of life. So I want to thank all my fellow ministers who are here and the countries represented for your participation. I know there are many more countries that want to join this initiative, and we welcome them, some of them because they require some domestic approval. So they will come on board in time to come, but we'll kick off the initiative with this. And we hope that this will catalyze more conversation on how we can do better. And it will catalyze conversations and sharing of best practices on what we can do better together. So on that note, I want to thank all of you for coming together and joining us on this endeavor. And I would also look forward to working with all of you on not just consultation, but also, as some of us have said, to develop real capabilities for us to detect and deter any attempts to disrupt such critical underwater infrastructure across the entire globe.